I'm going to hit you with a big word. I learned a big word today.
Okay. It's probably going to be something dumb, that a word that I've known like since I'm four, but go ahead. Let's hear.
Acronyms.
You didn't know the word acronym until today?
Well, I really didn't. I think I've heard it before, but I don't know what it, I would never use it in everyday speak.
You probably use acronyms more often than you realize. You probably actually say stuff all the time that is an acronym.
See, now you're really confusing me. So I thought also, I thought sexting was a new thing.
What do you mean? It's not?
No. Acronyms for sexting actually started during World War II.
Really?
Yeah, when people sent notes back and forth or letters back and forth to each other in World War II, they would use acronyms.
Because they didn't want other people to know what they were talking about?
Exactly.
Oh.
And okay. You could write out, you know, one thing and it means something totally different.
Here's the thing I'm concerned about before we even get into this. I don't think you know what an acronym is.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, you're writing to John back in the 30s and 40s because he's off to war.
Okay.
So you're going to put in your letter France, and that means friendship remains and never can end.
That's corny.
Well, people were corny in the 30s, so, but some of these make you look at grandma a little different.
Wait, so I will end a letter. Instead of saying sincerely or love, I'll end it France.
France Cooper. Remain and never can end.
Yeah, so I'll just put the word France. Like, where do you France put the Cooper. Word France?
I don't know. You'd put it somewhere in the letter. You could say, Italy, I trust and love you.
But we say Illy now, I love you. We say I-L-Y all the time.
I've never heard that in my life.
I-L-Y?
No, I would have to.
Nobody's ever written you. Nobody's ever texted you ILY. That's so sad.
No, that's so good. I'm glad I've went this long and never had to look that up in Google. Yeah, how did they know back then? Because they couldn't Google like Holland. You couldn't Google what that means, but it means hope our love lasts and never dies.
That is so corny. Like
it's the 30s.
But I don't understand. Okay, so think of it like this. If I'm a girl and I'm writing to my man and I write Holland or France in there, how does he know what that means?
I guess you've talked about it before. If somebody writes Burma, that means be upstairs and ready upon my arrival.
Oh, meaning like naked and spread eagle.
Right. Or it means be undressed and ready, my angel.
Well, obviously be undressed.
Yeah.
What, Burma?
Norwich.
Wait, hang on. I'm thinking what Burma means now.
Be upstairs.
Be upstairs and ready my ass.
Ready for my ass. All right. Norwich. Knickers off. Ready when I come home.
You don't need the word home.
Knickers off, which I don't even know what that is. So,
but okay, let me already tell you why that's for stupid people. Knickers is spelled with a K.
Right.
Not an N, so that doesn't make any sense. And just why, so it was, what was it like, verboten to write knickers off? Or I'm sure grandparents wrote letters to each other back then when people probably said, like, I can't wait to come home and suck your dick.
I don't think they said that. Grandma
Why
never
not?
Says that.
We say it now. It came from somewhere.
You can't say grandma says that. Can you imagine grandma writing knickers off, ready when you come home? It's gross.
Yes. My grandma, I can, yeah.
If they write China, come home, I'm naked already.
That one I'll use.
Come home, I'm naked already. Egypt, ever give you pleasant thoughts?
No, that's not what Egypt means.
It means eager to grab your pretty tits.
There you go.
Did you know that?
No, I'm just saying it had to be dirtier. It couldn't be as clean as thoughts. No.
How about England? I'm right. England. Every naked girl loves naked dick.
Well, we had one when I was a kid. Adidas. All day long, I dream about sex. Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah. Korn actually wrote a song called Adidas.
My Adidas.
Yeah, all day I dream about sex. But England now, every naked girl loves a naked dick.
Not every naked girl, because some of them are gay.
I'm telling you what people in the 30s wrote. So if somebody wrote you England, you say, yeah, okay. In China, come home, I'm naked already.
But if everybody knows this, then it's not really a code word now, is it?
Good point. So it can be broken easily. This girl wrote Burma. I don't know what that means.
Can you imagine, like, you're young, you get a letter from somebody, you're a teenager, and somebody writes Burma, China, and you're like, Mom, what is Burma, China?
Give me that letter right now. Throw that away. Now, even when my kids text me something, I have to Google it to figure out what the hell they meant. I do it with you all the time. You text me something, I don't know what that is.
After all this time, you haven't retained any of that?
No, I don't. I cannot devote part of my brain to that bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Like, if you say something to me and I write back FFS, you don't know what that is yet?
No, I'm Googling that. And then I'm pissed off. And then I'm pissed.
You don't know. Wait a minute. You don't know, for fuck's sake?
No, because then I'm pissed off that I had to look it up. I have to stop what I'm doing, and now I have to look that up.
But I say FFS to you a lot. Retain it.
No, because then I got to take something else out of my brain.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Then you won't know math.
Yeah. If I now that I'm this age, something has to take its place. There's no more room for new stuff. They say you only use 2% of your brain. That's full. That's like my iPhone. It's I get an email all the time saying delete some photos. That's right. I can't remember high school anymore because those get pushed out for other memories.
Right, you need to know the way to work. Like, you can't remember some girl that you were lusting after in high school. You need to know how to get a drive to work. You need the directions.
It takes me like 25 minutes to get home. Today, I used my navigation again. Because I went a different way.
It's because you refused to replace the naked girl in your high school brain.
No, because once I lose that I'm screwed. I mean, I can't lose that one. I can lose that one.
Yeah.
But I can't lose that one because that one was good.
Right. Got it.